What wrecks my body and the individual in it from going forward and accumulating victory after victory is the lack of persistence or consistency and continuing on past any initial victory, saith the Spirit of grace. For much of my body, and even those present tense, and many that are not here, have recently felt breakthroughs in the Spirit, renewal of a sense of hunger and thirst and desire. But know this, that if they do not persist in it and come back and continue on in it almost the next service, between services, it will be stolen from them, saith the Spirit of grace. It is not one time, it is the repetition of following me in my word and doing my word, saith the Spirit of grace. For those who hear and receive an initial breakthrough, whether it is of against fear, condemnation, or a touch in their body, in any given moment, your worst enemy in some regards is the success that you initially feel and the relief that you feel. If you are not a person that has been given to consistency and persisting, you will allow the enemy to take the initial moment and cause you to believe that you can relax and not go forward. But for the body of Christ that is walking into revival, Joel's army is a persistent army. Do not let victory be your greatest enemy. For many do not and have not learned how to take one step of victory and use it for the initiation of the next step of victory and the next step of victory until they have grown up so in Christ that their life is gone about by the nature of habit, and it becomes second nature, as you would say, second nature to do the things of consistency. Don't let this be you. For many in this house and many that are not here, that is them. And I will deal with them again and again and again. But they will continue to take the same lapse around Mount Sinai year after year, and many will grow old, gray-headed, and die, never learning consistency. Never learning. Never learning. It is a choice. Just because revival will be brought about by some, that does not mean that all will ever partake of the fruit thereof. They will see it from the outside. They will rejoice with you, but it never caused them to grow up. They will continue to fight the same battles until they come home with me. Let not that be you. Learn this, the force of consistency. Learn to continue without emotion. Learn to continue without having any feelings for the moment. Choose to do what my word says. Choose to be consistent in going forward. And your consistency, your persisting in any area of truth will bring forth fruit, saith the Spirit of grace.